Welcome to episode 7 in the Great O Antiphons for the year of our Lord 2014. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. The key word for this episode in the series is O Emmanuel, which means God with us or God is with us. For this final episode in the series, I have modified the format, moving the hymn to near the end, and including material that I used at St. Chrysostom Parish at the opening of the service on Christmas Eve when we did it as an introduction to our Christmas Eve, Christmas Day Mass. Both the O Antiphons text and the text of the Christmas Mass are now printed in the AIC bookstore publication, Occasional Services for Anglican Worship, which is available in both paperback and Kindle formats at https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. The theme phrase, O Emmanuel, or God with us, captures the whole meaning of the series, the coming into human history on Christmas Day of the only begotten Son, literally Emmanuel, the God who is with us. After the reading, you will hear Mr. Jared Hasselbarth's recording of O Come, Emmanuel, a Latin hymn from the 12th century with words based upon a 19th century translation sung to an arrangement by Thomas Helmore from around 1854. In the actual in-person service, I would offer the people the asparagus blessing, or blessing with water. I would walk up the center aisle from the back of the chapel, and along the way sprinkle those who wish to receive it with holy water, repeating the blessing as many times as necessary to reach the crossing, where I would turn to face the people and read the verse and response text. The blessing text is from Psalm 51, verse 7. The verse and response exchange was followed by the collect for the day, and then the actual reading and the seventh antiphon. In this service, the final connection is made between the sign prophesied by Isaiah, the New Testament prophecy of Zacharias concerning his son John the Baptist, the last prophet of the Old Testament, and, in the seventh antiphon, the promise of the One, Emmanuel, God with us, who would save mankind from his sins and offer salvation in the kingdom of the Father. For this video and podcast, I present these verses uninterrupted before the first verse of the seventh hymn sung by Jared Hasselbarth and available from his website on the DVD collection at www.nabaudio.com. That's www.nabaudio.com. And now the antiphons. Thou shalt purge me with hyssop, O Lord, and I shall be clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy.
O Lord, hear our prayers,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Graciously hear us, O Holy Lord, Father, Almighty, Eternal God, and vouchsafe to send us thy holy angel from heaven, who may keep, cherish, protect, and visit and defend all who are assembled in this place on this Christmas Eve, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7, verse 14. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. Luke 2, verses 76 to 77. O Emmanuel, our King and Lawgiver, the desire of all nations and their salvation,
O come and save us, O Lord our God.
We close this episode with the Christmas Eve antiphons. Today shall ye know that the Lord will come and deliver you.
And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord.
Tomorrow the iniquity of the earth shall be done away.
And the Savior of the world shall reign over us.
The Lord cometh. Go ye out to meet him, and say ye, Great is his dominion, and of his kingdom there shall be no ending.
The mighty God, the ruler, the Prince of Peace.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you for joining me for this 7-part series on the Great O Antiphons. Starting tomorrow, Christmas Day, we begin another series, Reflections on the 12 Days of Christmas, which runs from Christmas Day through Epiphany Eve, January the 5th. The 12 Days program has nothing to do with the silly materialistic song of the same name. Instead, it is focused on a teaching theme, one for each of the 12 days. You can watch it on our YouTube channel or listen to the podcast version. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. This program has been a production of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.